This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Yankees just toying with the Cleveland Guardians. At no point did I believe that the Cleveland Guardians are going to win this baseball game. Even when they loaded the bases, it seemed like every single inning. I just think that the Yankees are that much better. I think they're going to sweep this series. I think they're going to be waiting around for what's going to feel like weeks for who's going to win the NLCS. That's what it feels like. I feel like in 2022, when the Guardians played the Yankees, there was some juice there. Got to a game five. There was some energy around the Guardians. They even showed that clip of Josh Naylor rocking the baby around the bases. And I remember having those conversations. This Guardians team doesn't have that. They look intimidated. Their manager, Stephen Vogt, has done a really nice job this year. Looks like he doesn't look like he's got the command that Francona used to have in that dugout. And they're just not as good. So the Yankees smacking them around. Good for them. And I'm starting to hear now. Both on the radio and in my private life, the cocky Yankee fan coming back out. It's like they're popping out of the ground and they're feeling the sun. I mean, I heard a Yankee fan call C-Mac this morning and go, you know, I want the Dodgers because I want to beat the best. And everybody's saying we got an easy path. Well, give us the best in the World Series. Oh, man, here we go. Of course, we're going to talk about Devontae Adams. 10:07, that trade goes down just like Rob Saleh was fired at 10:08. If the sun collapses into the earth and ends all of civilization, it will happen at 10:07 a.m. Eastern Time. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jay. I'm doing great. And I can tell you that, you know, for the last 3 months, I've been telling you that they're going to the World Series. And I'm not... There's nothing that's changed my mind, especially when the middle of that order is doing damage like they are doing. And, you know, one night you got Soto and Stanton hitting home runs. You got Judge finally getting off the schneid, yep. Hitting a bomb last night. You have the middle of the lineup actually participating and getting involved and getting key hits. I mean, they left a ton of runs on the base pass last night. They could have done a hell of a lot more damage than they did. But it seems like a walk in the park for the New York Yankees. And they win a game that... Maybe there was one moment where it got a little uncomfortable when the bases were loaded and Gerrit Cole was running out of gas. But they won a game, think about this, when their best pitcher didn't have his best stuff.
Yep.
They won a game when they don't know how to run the bases.
Yep.
And they throw a stat up there and they show you how the Yankees are the worst base running team in baseball. They win a game when they don't have a legitimate third baseman who has no idea what he's doing over there.
I mean,
there.
He was just a total bleep show out there.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, whether it be on the base paths, whether it be in the batter's box, or whether it be at third base, you know, the real Jazz Chisholm is starting to show up, as David Sampson would tell you.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember his comments back when the trade was made, the former Marlins president basically said that Jazz Chisholm isn't the star that you think he is. As a matter of fact, he's mired in a 3-for-23 slump. Mm. He's batting .130. He's got 6 strikeouts, and he, like Francisco Alvarez for the Mets, is like an automatic out. And by the way, you know, all he does is intensify the other team because of his actions and his words and things. And you know, like if I were him, I would just hide right now.
Yeah, he's an antagonist.
Which is fine. Everybody loves an antagonist. Like, you know, we love Jesse Winker as long as he's producing.
You gotta contribute at some point. And I know that I'm not a Yankee fan, and maybe Yankee fans are watching this game differently. But all those things that you said, I'm like, the Guardians aren't good enough to win this game.
There's nobody in the American League that was even close to being good enough.
But even specifically, and right, you're right, big picture there isn't.
But like even specifically last night, like Aaron Boone didn't want to take Gerrit Cole out when he wanted to take him out. You know, but he had to because he wasn't the same Gerrit Cole that you saw in game four against the Royals. He was more like Gerrit Cole you saw in game one.
His offense took him off the hook.
Right, against the Royals. I mean, they're loading the bases every inning. They had the bases loaded, the Guardians. I'm just like, they're going to get out of it. They're swinging at first pitches. They're popping a ball up into the infield. I mean, I think they had two foul pop-ups with the bases loaded in less than two outs. Foul territory, third base that Chisholm ended up catching. So, yeah, I mean, it feels like a sweep to me. I mean, I don't know about a sweep. No,
but
I do, man. But
you know what? Here's the thing.
This is Mike Tyson versus Peter McNeely.
Yeah, I mean, this team is built to do what it has been doing. Like the middle of the lineup, and with Judge and those guys, you know, hitting home runs. I mean, like, come on. I mean, I'm sitting there. I'm not a fan. I want the Yankees to win. Because I want my prediction to come right.
Sure, yes.
Or to come true. But I also want New York to be in the World Series. One of these teams got to be in the World Series. And I want
the Yankees are. Essentially, they are this morning.
Yeah, I know that they are. And I feel like they have been since, I don't know, August. But I don't want to touch the money on the other side of the ledger. That's the thing. I'm very, very, very careful about that. But, yeah, I mean, like, they don't play their best and they still win.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.